I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CJRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. The Canadian Film Fest returns for the 16th edition of the festival this month. Since starting in Toronto's Royal Cinema on College Street, the festival has grown each year to support independent Canadian filmmakers and foster a community within the industry through initiatives and events. The festival opened on March 22nd with the Iranian-Canadian romantic drama, Toronto. All films are available online until April 2nd through Super Channel. Today, festival director Ashley Raines discusses the films and the industry initiatives, and what audiences can expect from this year's lineup.
My name is Ashley Raines, and I'm the festival director at Canadian Film Fest. The Canadian Film Fest, this is our 16th edition this year. It was founded by Bern Euler, who is a filmmaker. And way back when, he thought he was seeing all of his colleagues and his friends make Canadian films and Canadian content. And there were limited options to showcase the work. So he really took that Canadian filmmaker independent spirit and put this festival together. And it started, I believe, at the Royal on College Street. And every year since, the festival has slowly grown and evolved in terms of its length, its programming, the team on the Canadian Film Fest side. And I guess we're in year two of the pandemic officially now. But 2 years ago, we had to close the festival because we were 1 week away from opening and COVID hit. So we transitioned to a virtual festival thanks to the very generous support of Super Channel. And this is our third year being an exclusively virtual festival.
Great. What is the theme of this year's festival?
I would say amazing Canadian films. So when we do our programming, we don't look at content specific to a theme. Like, we never program environmental films or, exclusively comedies. And we're with the films, our programming team, we're with the films for many months, and we have discussions and deliberations about all of the content and how to put the program together. And it organically comes together through this process. But I would say this year, there are a lot of themes of family and relationships, but also of identity, what that means in Canada, belonging, and how that fits into a Canadian landscape.
For this year's festival, what was the curation process like?
So we open our submissions, I believe we open them in September, and from September until the end of the year, we accept submissions, and we have a programming team. There's four of us, and we watch all of the films. So every film's watched multiple times. And from there, we look at films, in terms of the craft, but also in terms of story and what the filmmakers are trying to create in their content. And through our conversations, we put our program together. So we've got 10 feature films, 28 short films, and that works out to a feature film and a short film pairing, as well as two short film programs. And I'd say our short film program evolves every year. There are so many amazing short filmmakers in Canada that we wish we had more space to show them all. But that's how we come to our program. So we really we have very intense conversations about what we respond to as individuals, but then also what fits together as a program as a whole.
I know it was mentioned on the website that the films are made up by 50% women and 40% BIPOC representation this year. Can you talk to me more about that, please?
When I started with the festival, I started as a programmer, and it was really important to me personally to see gender parity on the screen, and also to have like BIPOC representation as well. You know, we program films that come from across the country, from the East Coast to the West Coast, in different languages. But it's also important like to reflect different perspectives in our programming as well. We truly want to reflect Canadian voices in our programming. And I'm going to say too that it's not hard. It's not hard to get to gender parity in programming, and it's not hard to get you know, diverse representation on the screen. It's just the commitment to doing that. And there's, as I said, there's such a wealth of talent in this country and filmmakers creating in various formats that, you know, I hope Canadian Film Fest is truly a place to showcase that.
So yeah, as you mentioned before, it is your opening night. So how are you and your team, I guess, celebrating and preparing for everything?
Oh, you know, I'm always excited for opening day. It was the first thing I thought about when I woke up this morning, and our team has been working still behind the scenes today to get everything going. And I'll have to say a big shout out to our Super Channel team as well, who are just phenomenally supportive of the festival and really help like on all levels to make this film go every year. But as excited as I am personally and for the festival, I'm so excited for the filmmakers. We're with the films, as I said, you know, we get them for like 6 months and we're looking at them, thinking about them, deliberating, trying to like make that really tough decision about what to show. But our filmmakers have been with their films for years. You know, filmmaking is a long process. They're long relationships from the idea to actually seeing your film on screen. It's a long journey. So I'm very excited for the filmmakers today and for the festival and for all of their screenings. So we're out there trying to make some noise for everyone and make sure that audiences across Canada can tune in to the festival and support our filmmakers.
The festival's opening film, Toronto, is a romantic drama set in Toronto between two students in a Persian community. This was the film's debut, and it is expected to also be released in the US on April 9th. And why was Toronto chosen for the opening film?
You know what? That was an easy choice. We're in like year two of this pandemic, and we've spent the past years collectively being told to isolate, to, you know, stay at home. The news around the world is, you know, it's very serious right now. And it's, and this pandemic, coupled with the pandemic, there's just a lot going on. And watching Toronto, it was such a breath of fresh air. A story about love, about relationships, about people coming together despite obstacles. And what the filmmaker has done with that film is great. You know, we don't see a lot of romantic comedies come through the festival and maybe through Canada. So to see a filmmaker working at that budget level and really successfully executing in that genre, but also like, you know, capturing our hearts and engaging the audience, making us laugh and smile, taking us on this journey of love. It was an easy choice to start a festival in the spirit of love.
And there's just two other Toronto ones I'd like to ask you about. So can you, I guess, talk to me more about Tenzin and Defund, please?
Tenzin is a beautifully shot film from the Tibetan community in Toronto. The filmmakers worked closely with the Tibetan community and the actors to create this film. The actors are non-actors who are taking acting roles, and they worked together to develop the story and produce the content. And it's a really like visually it's stunning, but it's also an engaging and emotional journey about a man coming to terms with his brother's death. And then Defund really is, it's captured the discourse of the past couple years and Black Lives Matter, from the perspective of two Black characters, how that fits in Toronto, how that fits in Canada, and all of like the nuances around that dialogue. So, and it's, you know, it's a film that has something to say too.
Great. So I know there's a lot of great content, a lot of great films this year. Are there any other ones, I guess, specifically you'd like to highlight right now?
Oh, it's so hard to choose which ones. I mean, I hope audiences listening or watching will watch all of the content, because each of the films offer something different. And as I said, like our programming, we don't specifically choose like one format or one genre. We've got romantic comedies, as we've discussed, we've got dramas, we've got documentaries, we've got films working in the short formats that are more experimental, silent films, dance films, you know, films with a really strong voices, filmmaker voices in them. So I hope everyone would check it all out. I'll say, you know, for a Toronto premiere, we've got We're All In This Together. It's written, directed, and produced by Katie Boland, who I think a lot of Canadian audiences will recognize her as an actor, but now she stepped behind the lens in her feature debut. She's taking on multiple acting roles as well as wearing like production hats through this. And it's a great first feature film. And then we've got Ash Grove, directed by Jeremy Lalonde. He has a long relationship with the festival. We've premiered a lot of his work, but he's done a tonal shift in this. He works in comedy. Now this is more of a thriller. And it's got a stellar cast who all came together during COVID to film this feature. And what they've done with this film is really like really brilliant. And I'll say, like, I'm a big fan of Amanda Bruegel personally, so it's great to see her in her first leading role in a feature film, which is just like bananas that I can't believe this is her first lead role in a feature, but it is. And she also is a writer on the film, and she's one of the producers. So it's great to see her career evolving too.
In addition to the films, the Film Fest is continuing its focus on industry initiatives and building new connections among filmmakers. This includes the Action on Women in Film.
Yes. Okay. So in June 2021, Women in View released their 2021 on-screen report, which looks at women in key creative and leadership roles in Canada, in film and in television. And in the data in this report, it's quite clear that gender parity does not exist in or we haven't attained that yet in Canada. And especially for Black women, Indigenous women, and women of color. So there's a lot of work to be done in terms of representation in the industry and elevating women into these key creative and decision-making roles. So we're using the Canadian Film Fest platform this year to continue the conversation surrounding this issue. And it's not a new issue, but it's clear it's a persistent issue. So we're having a full day event sponsored by Scotiabank and DGC Ontario, where we're looking at different recommendations surrounding the report and opening it up to female and non-binary filmmakers in Canada. So we're doing anti-racism workshop. We've got a distributor workshop. We've got a director's roundtable about how to make a living. And we've got a producing panel. So we're touching on keystones for careers in the industry and bringing together, you know, emerging and mid-level filmmakers with established filmmakers, producers, directors, decision makers, and trying to foster community and keep that dialogue going.
And I know that like with the focus on everything for it, how were some of the speakers and panelists chosen?
Oh, it's, you know, we try to bring on panelists and speakers who are working in the industry and who are open to meeting with talent and who reflect, you know, the different areas in the industry. So that's how we find people. It's, you know, it, we always say too, because we're working with people who are actually working in the industry, it always changes, but we're really fortunate this year to have great representation of filmmakers at different levels in their career and different areas of the industry to kind of, to help break down doors and access and demystify a lot of the process too.
Another industry initiative is the Masterclass, Making a Canadian Classic, with Canadian filmmaker Sud Sutherland, whose work includes CBC's Murdoch Mysteries.
So we, the Canadian Film Fest, we're starting up as part of our industry series. It's called Making a Canadian Classic. And we're looking at work from established Canadian professionals and their earlier works, like what launched their career, what helped them take the next step. So Sud Sutherland is a brilliant filmmaker, and he sits down with Warren Sonoda, who is also a brilliant filmmaker, and he's president of DGC. And they're looking at Sud's one of his first features called Love, Sex, and Eating the Bones, and how that film helped him take crucial steps in his career. I've watched it a couple times. It's available now to view, and it's free for all audiences. And it should not be missed. This is such a candid, in-depth conversation and honest look at what it takes to make films in Canada and that process and that journey. It's a highly educational and very engaging content. So I hope everyone can check that out.
It's pretty interesting. I just like to, like, I guess, get your own opinion on things, but what does it mean to create a Canadian classic film?
That's a good question. So we had that conversation when we were thinking about it. And how do you define like a Canadian classic? And we're looking at films that have been impactful to Canadian audiences, that have done well domestically and that have helped launch filmmakers' careers. And when I say done well domestically, meaning like, you know, they're on the consciousness of Canadians, they've, you know, been released and they found audiences and, you know, fan base around the films. But I think, you know, creating a Canadian classic, that'll be, we'll look at that definition every year as we program this, and also at the filmmaker's career. You know, I think Sud Sutherland he's such a notable filmmaker and an integral part of the Canadian filmmaking landscape.
I guess, like, for the other events, can you tell me more about the panel Leveling Up and also the Cheers and Chat?
Yeah, okay, so Leveling Up, it's going to be moderated by Daniel Beckerman. And this is a great information panel for filmmakers on what to do when you are making your Canadian films. Like, how do you get it financed? Who do you take it to once it's financed? What are tax credits? How do you make your production go? This is, we're joined by Telefilm, Ontario Creates, Cavco, and different producers, so that you really get like a full view of how to make a Canadian feature in Canada. And then Cheers and Chats is, this is our second year doing Cheers and Chats. And we had such a great response to it last year. And it was born from the idea of, like, you know, getting a bunch of creatives together and, you know, in a non-pandemic world, sharing a pint and talking shop. So we have filmmakers who screen with the festival and or festival friends getting together and having an honest conversation with each other about their craft. And there's no limits to what they can discuss. It's, you know, insights into the process, or it can be, it's about their challenges and their obstacles, their frustrations of working in Canada. It's really a candid conversation between working filmmakers about what they do and what they love to do.
Mm-hmm. I guess, like, right now, like, overall, I know that in the past 16 years, you guys have created a great community around the festival, but what would you like to say to, I guess, potential audience members who are tuning in for the first time?
I would say, watch our festival, join us for a year, watch our content. I think, you know, personally anecdotally, I've had a lot of audience members say, oh, you know, I'm not really a festival person. I don't like film festival content, or I've never been to a film festival before, or, oh, it's Canadian. Give us a chance. Our programming has something for everyone in it. As I said, like, the different genres, the different stories, the different formats. And our filmmakers have something to say. We have, like, such a wealth of talent in Canada who consistently surprise me. You know, I'm in awe of their abilities with what they create. So I would say to new audiences, give us a chance. We're a lot of fun. We are proudly Canadian. We only screen Canadian content. And our filmmakers, as well as our festival staff, are really passionate about the content we're putting out.
Are there any other final thoughts you'd like to add?
No, I think, I love the festival, and I know we're in a virtual format this year, and we're so thankful again to Super Channel for supporting the festival through this pandemic. And even though we're in this virtual format, we're still a community here. So, you know, audiences, they can find us on Super Channel. They can find us on social media. Our festival staff are always accessible. We are happy to engage meet new audiences. And we hope everyone takes the time to enjoy the festival this year and support our talent.
The Canadian Film Fest is on now through Super Channel until April 2nd. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.